On Sunday, May the 6th, we continued our journey through the Easter season by looking at friendships offered and received. And at Cereal and Oyen, we celebrated Rogation Sunday, asking for God's blessing on the seeds and the soil for the spring season. The scriptures for this week were from Genesis, various verses from chapter 1, where God asks us to be stewards of the earth. From John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17, love one another as I have loved you. And from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, to love God is to obey God's commandments. In the year 470, Archbishop Mamertus of Vienne, France, responded to the needs of his parishioners after a series of natural disasters had caused much suffering. Special prayers were said as the people processed around their fields, asking God's protection and blessing on the crop that was just beginning to sprout. In an agricultural society, closely connected with the soil and highly vulnerable to the uncertainties of nature, this was an idea that took root quickly. One of the gospel lessons typically read at this time of year was from John 16, verse 24, where Jesus tells his disciples to ask and you shall receive. The Latin word rogare means to ask. So the processions became rogation processions, and the time of the church year, Rogantide. People would walk around the boundaries of their parish, stopping along the way to hear scripture. Justice became a component of the rogation. As they walked around the boundaries, they would often come across problems. Perhaps neighbours had crossed a boundary and taken more than their due, and so healing and personal relationships also became intertwined with this asking of God's blessing. Today our boundaries are much larger than can be travelled in a day or two, and so instead the rogation observances have the gathering of soil and seeds from all directions of our neighbourhood together in our place of worship. In asking for God's blessings, we acknowledge our awareness of our dependence upon the fruits and resources of the earth. In our Genesis scripture today, we hear of God's care in creating the earth that we live on. We hear that we are given the responsibility of caring for this earth. God offers blessings to all of the created, the earth, the animals, the plants, humankind. We began in relationship with each other. We were intertwined. In the reading from John, we hear Jesus remind us that we are intertwined with each other, that we are to love as largely as God loves, as Jesus taught us to love. We are reminded that loving, caring for each other is to be the basis of everything that we do. At some point in time, many people have forgotten that we and the earth are connected by the love of God, that the original intent was that we would rely on each other, with give and take to allow space for all life. That original gift of responsibility for caring was forgotten, and care for the earth, for animals, for plants became exploitation for the benefit of humankind. Yet through these times of forgetfulness, we have always had folk who maintained their connection to the creation. They have tilled and cared for the soil. They have looked after all that God gave with dedication and with hopefulness. As stewards of the land, many farmers know that just because you put seed in the soil does not mean that it's going to grow. Sometimes the conditions just aren't right. It's too wet, too dry, too loose, too packed, too little, too late. Sometimes it's just right, and everything just falls into place, and the crop is more than we can handle. I think that, as a farmer who has sown seeds of optimism and hope for many, many generations, God understands the frustration of waiting for crops to take. and the seemingly unending work of tending for creatures that just don't seem to appreciate the hours of work put in. It has been my observation, too, that farmers, made in the image of the Creator, have inherited a large share of God's patience. They continue to live in hope that what they offer to the earth has merit, that their optimism will pay off. They take seriously their commitment to the earth and their responsibility to continue to share the bounty of their work with others in the world. On this Rogation Sunday, it appears as though we are asking God for more again. We ask for God's blessings, which the land God created already has. And in the asking, we are approaching God of our creation to continue creating with us. What we are really doing is re-remembering our connections with the land and the love of God. We are recognizing how important it is to have God in the work that we do. We are taking time to give thanks for the seeds and the soil that are given to our care. It is important that we continue to honor the responsibility that God gave us, to look after the earth and its people, sharing and caring, compromising so that all have a chance to live their best. Jesus showed us how. Remember, the basis is love one another. Love the earth, treat it with care. Love the people, treat them with care. What is the best choice to create balance? What compromises are necessary to be sure that we remember our connections, that we don't take more than our due, that our living on the earth is also a blessing? Let us ground our living in God's land, in God's hope and optimism that we hear in the story of beginning of creation. Let us ground our living in loving. This is what God asks us to do. Wouldn't it be grand if God would look at the stewards of this land in this time and say, "This is good. Very good." Amen.